Our Bibles to the book of Genesis. Wow. Genesis chapter 3, in fact. I thought some of you probably thought, you probably done had your Bible open. You don't know if there's anything else but Psalm 37. We've been so long in it. Genesis chapter number 3. I'm going to deal with something very practical and also very personal tonight. I'm going to deal with, as Paul worded it, or as it was worded in 2 Corinthians 12, about, Paul's talked about the thorn in the flesh. That's what I want to deal with, the thorn in the flesh, all right? Genesis chapter number 3, if you want to stand and reverence the Scripture. And in chapter number 3, let's begin in verse number 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord, presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, "Where art thou?" And he said, "I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked and hid myself." And he said, "Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?" And the man said, "The woman which thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." And the Lord God said unto the woman, "What is this that thou hast done?" And the woman said, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." And the Lord God said unto the serpent, "Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly thou shalt go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life." And this is our first prophecy of chapter 3, verse 15, found in the Bible, of the virgin birth and the future, which for us today is past tense. But there it was a future declaration of prophecy of the defeat of the devil by the seed of the woman, the virgin birth son of the virgin born son of God. He said, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed." You're to underscore that, her seed. That's a definite direct reference to the virgin birth. "It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And unto the woman he said, 'I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception, and in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee.'" Look at verse number 17. "And unto Adam he said, 'Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake, and in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life.'" Now look at verse number 18. "Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. And in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, from out of it wast thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return." Let's pray. Father, we ask you tonight to help us as we just look at this very practical truth. And Lord, I pray that you'll speak to us and through us. And Lord, we pray that you'll give us something tonight that will, Lord, that will help us, that will challenge us. Lord, I want to leave here, dear Lord, having a word from you. And I feel like that, God, you have spoken to us, Lord, from this, about what I'm going to deal with tonight. And I pray, dear Lord, that we will all look at things in our life and try to see some spiritual application, and allow you to speak to us and help us. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Verse number 18 shows us very clearly that thorns and thistles is a part of the curse. It's the evidence of an earth that is under the curse of God. Right. And man is having to deal with these things ever since the beginning. Ever since the Garden of Eden, man is having to deal with thorns. And if you've ever seen a thorn or a splinter, as I may reference tonight, they are sharp and they are made to hurt. They are made and designed to penetrate. The very nature of a thorn and thistles and splinters is to get inside you, to hurt you, get inside you, affect you. And of course, most of you know that at youth camp, I was wounded for the cause of Christ. And still I bear in my body the wounds of youth camp. And anyway, I've been meditating on that, and the Lord began to speak to my heart about just some practical truths, as I'll give to you here in a moment. As you look through the Scripture, especially the epistles of Paul, I mean, you'll find whole sections of verses, like in Ephesians chapter 4, where God is telling us through the Apostle Paul, put away these things. And a lot of those things, Brother Mark, are inside things. Bitterness, clamor, evils, all, you know. Some of that is surface things, but it's things that surfaced as a fruit, but the root of it was inside. Put these things away, cast them away. You know, mortify the deeds of your body and deals with all kinds of things, covetousness and lust and envy and all kinds of things. And those things that Paul lists in those different and various sections of Scripture are all products of the curse. They are, if I could tonight, they've got inside you as a thorn. They are a thorn in your flesh. Amen. And thorns and flesh goes together. Right. Thorn in the flesh. Well, anyway, let me just give you some things the Lord spoke to me. I carried around a little pad and a paper and pencil. And I, as I was working and so forth around the house, the Lord was giving me things, and I was just jotting them down just fast as I could write them down. God was giving them to me. Here's what I want to deal with tonight. Of course, I'm going to make application with my wounded hand. I'm going to make application with that as a thorn. Some things that's in you that you need to get out of you. Amen. That's the basic gist. There's some things in you, and you'll be dealing with that all of your life. Things that gets in you that will affect you, that will hurt you, and you need to get it out so you can get over it. You'll never get over it till you get it out. Say amen right there. So I want to deal with this tonight. I want to deal, and of course Paul talked about his thorn in the flesh. All we know about that was that it was a messenger of Satan sent to buffet him, but we don't really know what that thorn was. But now if that would have been me, everybody would have known what my thorn was. If that had been you, everybody would have known what your thorn is. That's amen. That's right. But anyway, here's the outline I want to deal with. And I'm dealing with those things that's in you that's a part of the curse that you need to get out of you. They're hurting you, they're hindering you, and you need to get them out so that you can get on with your life and get victory over it. Amen? The first thing I want to cover, and these I'll go through pretty quickly because they're very practical. The first one I want to deal with was the entrance of it. The very entrance of it. And I wrote this down. A thorn has no effects on you, or a splinter has no effects on you till it gets in you. A splinter or a thorn on the tree or on the edge of that banister, that I got, it wasn't nothing wrong with it being there. But when it got in me is when problems arose. So there's the entrance of it. Amen? And I jotted this down. I got my thorn or my splinter, even though I was around good people and I was involved in doing a good thing. That's good. Right. Amen. Amen, Brother Grayson. I actually prevented him from dying that day. I bore the marks of a of a peg sticking out of my hand to save old brother Grayson. Amen. Amen. And that was before you got saved too, wasn't it? Yeah, see, if I hadn't have stood between you and death, you might not have got saved. Love the preacher, don't you, now, don't you? Amen. But the entrance of it, and you can be involved in good deeds, spiritual things. You can be involved. You can be around good people. And before you know it, there can be the entrance of something that hurts. There can be the entrance of something that you're forced to deal with. Amen. And as I've said, Paul was notorious of dealing with things in the believer. He dealt with a lot of things in the believer. Amen? Because he knows that those things needs to be got out. Those things needs to be dealt with. Amen? So there's the entrance of it. And you'll have a problem with that all the days of your life. Things trying to get in you. That's of the curse. That's of the curse. Number two, the evidence of it. Not only the entrance of it, but also the evidence of it. To look at my hand even now, look at my hand then, sympathetic Susan, Miss Susan, sympathetic Sister Susan, she was trying to help me clean it out and all of that, you know. And she brings over this bottle of stuff, and I thought it was some germ-killing something, you know. And I said, "What's that?" And she said, "It's baby wash, big baby." So here I am, I'm dying with a peg sticking out of my hand. And the sisters of sympathy, you know, is calling me a big baby. Say amen right there. Hello. But the evidence of it was, and I just wrote down some things as the Lord spoke to my heart about it. There was outward evidence, and still there's outward evidence that there's an inward problem. You say, "Preacher, have you saw what's in your hand?" No, all I saw was what was sticking out, and I removed that. I still don't know what's in it. I've had Brother McCarricker look at it, Miss June. They're pretty confident that there's something, a 2x4 or something in there. I mean, there's something in there, but I've not seen it. But it's evident looking at it. It's evident outwardly that there's an inward problem. Well, how does that happen? Well, one, it's swollen and puffed up. Yeah. Yeah, you know there's an inside splinter, an inside part of the curse when you get all puffed up and you get all swollen up like a bullfrog, amen, and you blow up and everybody around you knows that you've got some part of the curse inside of you. Oh, I feel the preacher coming on. You know, here's something else. I'm talking about the evidence of it. There is the swelling of it that gets puffed up. It's evidently outward evidently that there's an inward problem. It is sore and touchy. Hello. It was sore and touchy. In fact, it probably would have already been out had not I shook Brother Travis's hand last Sunday. Everybody that I shook their hand, I went to shake their hand and then I would pull my hand back so they would just grab my fingers. But old Brother Trav give the old military, grab all of your hand and... Hey man, I saw visions and dreams. So I don't know where it is now. It may be plumb up to my elbow. After Brother Travis got done with it. But it's sore and touchy. Amen. That's right. Watch this now. This may be a little gross. But the evidence that I've got a problem on the inside is not that it's just swollen and puffy and touchy and sore. But corruption comes out when pressure is applied. When somebody pushes your buttons or somebody, you know, puts pressure on you verbally or puts pressure on you circumstantially at work or at home or at church or at school, amen, and all of a sudden out of you comes a corruption. You know there's a problem inside you when a little pressure brings corruption out. Amen. I found out also evidence of it. I found out that I caught myself, and still yet do, I caught myself favoring it around people. Amen, Miss Morgan? I thought we was going to have to haul her out of here a while ago. She was, I held it out there and I was looking. She hadn't ever seen it, you know. And she was like, oh, like this. And I was like, wow, like that. And oh, I thought she died and went to heaven right there. I mean, she sat down on the pew and started fanning. I was guarding it. Never trust a woman. She was getting ready to touch my hurt. She was getting ready to touch my wound. And I, oh, before she ever touched it and scared her to death. Yep, you can find out if you got something going on inside of you, a splinter of the curse, a thorn of the curse, when you favor it around people. You know if somebody's around, they're going to touch it and you're going to hurt and you're going to scream. Yeah. You'll favor it, all right, because you can be easily, it's touchy. I already said that, sore, it's touchy, and it can be easily hurt again. And again, and again. Amen. So you need to deal with it. What's in there? Amen. Here's something else. And I'm going to move on. Nobody, and I've showed it to a lot of people. It's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. Anybody want to? Hey. We want sympathy, brother. We don't get it. We have to ask for it. Ain't that right, brother? But I've not had anybody look at that thorn, that looked at that injury and say, you know what? I want that. I wished I had that. Right. Nobody wants that's in you that's affecting you negatively. Nobody wants it. Amen. Yeah. Brother Ivan spoke out in love just then and said, preacher, you can keep it. Yeah. Have you been around anybody that had something in them, Brother Scott, and you was almost like, hey, you can keep that. I don't want that attitude. You can keep that attitude. You can keep that criticism. You can keep that. I don't want that. Oh, when you got something going on inside of you, yes, sir, that you need to deal with, I just want you to know that that's not attractive and nobody wants it. Everybody that looks at that says that's an injury. I don't want that. Ouch. That had to hurt and so on and so forth. Number three, write it down. Not only the entrance of it, the evidence of it, but there is also the effects of it. The effects of it. Now, I want you to listen to this. God gave me these things, and I just wrote them down fast as I could. My thorn. Now, what I did pull out. Notice that. What I did pull out was pretty good size. In fact, I still got it at the house as a souvenir. But you know what? Compared to my size, that's a little thing. Compared to my life in its totality, my whole life, that's just a little thing. But you know what? I'm talking about the effects of it. It's consumed a whole lot of my attention. Every few minutes, I'm like... Every few minutes, I'm looking at it. Hello in there. You know, every few minutes, I'm putting something on it. You know, I've heard every remedy from fat back to Chinese cheese and banana peelings. So as I've been doing my morning walk and getting ready for Light on the Mountain, I've been going down the road with a banana peeling on my hand. That looked good. People walked by, they didn't know, what? I thought, well, if it's going to draw it out, praise God, it's going to draw it out. I want it out of there. Hey, y'all hear me? I want it out. But compared to my life, compared to the rest of my size, that was a small thing. But listen, when you have something in you that's of the curse, it will get your mind, it will consume your attention. It's all you want to talk about. It's all you want to deal with. You'll constantly be a baby in that thing. When in reality, it's a small thing compared to the rest of the important things in your life. Well, amen, we're having a good time, I believe. The doctoring of it, the putting medicine on it, the all of the stuff, I'm telling you, hours. I'm sick of it already. Watch this right here. What would have been easy to have done, Brother Webb, would have to have ignored it. Yeah, it's all right. It'll get better at it one day after a while. I mean, I've got all kinds of encouragement. Some in here, I think Brother Webb might even say something about, Brother, you better keep your eye on that. You might even lose your thumb. I said, well, hallelujah. Boy, I'm telling you, this church is full of edification. I'm telling you. Said, you might even lose your, you better watch that. Don't let it get infected. Don't let it get infected. But if I'd have ignored it, and if I wouldn't have put banana peelings on it, had I not put all them other remedies on it, hey, my arm would maybe already off. I don't know. But I've not ignored it. Right. Are you listening? I'm talking about the effects of it. Ignoring it's not how you deal with it. Denying it is not how you deal with it. Right. Amen? Because it'll result in major problems to do so. I wrote this down also on the effects of, and by the way, this is what meditation is. It's when you got your mind on something and you're letting God speak to you spiritually about it. That's what meditation is. That's what God, a verse of scripture, a truth. That's how Brother Mark gets a lot, no doubt, of his things that he teaches in our adult class is meditate, thinking on the scripture, thinking on it, and letting God give you something. Amen. That'll be meat that'll feed your soul. But I wrote this down also on the effects of it. My thorn was hurting me, not anybody else. Hello. My thorn, Brother McCarricker, was hurting me, not anybody else. That's right. But how many times when we get something in us, hey, come on now. You get a bad attitude in you. You get critical. You get whatever it is you get in you. And if you're not careful, you're thinking that you're really getting them. But no, you're hurting yourself. But now, Brother Silas, the only way that my thorn would hurt you, are you listening? Besides the fact that somebody touches it, amen. No, but really, seriously, the only way that my thorn will hurt you is that my thorn gives me a bad attitude and it causes me to speak harshly to you. How many people's like that? They get a bad attitude, they get something in them, they get a thorn, a part of the curse inside them. Next thing you know, amen, their thorn's hurting them, but it's caused them to have a bad attitude and they start chewing on you and they start, amen. Well, amen, that's right. Amen. I didn't know I was going to be needing all this, but God was giving it to me anyway. So my thorn was hurting me, not anybody else. Amen. I wrote this down also on the effects of it. My thorn was in my hand, which affected my working, gripping, holding. My thorn affected my effectiveness, limited my effectiveness. Here's a part I want to get to last of all. I want to deal with the exit of it. I can't deal with all that because it's not exited yet. But I can deal some with it. What's causing me some problems with my thorn is that I quickly removed the surface part of the thorn. Oh. In fact, even before Miss Sympathetic Sister Susan got involved in the process, I'd already yanked it out. Right. I'd already grabbed a hold of it before I even left the platform down there. And I just jerked it out. I might have been a mistake because I've left half of it in there or three-fourths of it. But what's causing me some problems is that I've dealt with what you can see, but I've not dealt with what you can't see. That's where your problem's going to come in. It's when you pull out and remove that part of that curse that everybody can see. It's sticking out. It's noticeable. But leave inside. And probably, I don't know and won't know, Brother McCarricker, till it comes out or it's cut off or whatever the thing is. I probably won't know. But my guess is, Brother Carroll, what's inside is a lot bigger than what I pulled out. I don't know. And until we see it, hey man, it's going to be real big. Boy, it's going to be bad. It comes out and it ain't even hardly big enough to see. Now, I will be whining then, won't I? But I will have already preached this, so we're good. What's causing me some problems is that I dealt with the surface part of the thorn, but I've not been able to deal yet with what is inside. I wrote this down on the exit of it. Your body naturally identifies it as a foreign, unwanted, unwelcomed object, and will not allow it to stay inside. Brother McCarricker has told me, preacher, whatever is in there will come out. Now, I was encouraged this morning. I was talking to Brother, I was talking to Bobby Johnson this morning, and he said, preacher, I had one time in my arm. And he said, it eventually worked its way out. I said, well, glory to God. How long did it take? He said, way over a year. I said, that's not good. So, Brother Grayson, I may be taking this back to youth camp next year. Amen. I better get off him. He might get a complex. I'd do it again. Listen. So, amen. Help me, Jesus. So you naturally ought to identify those things that's of the flesh, those things that's in your life that shouldn't be there, that's unchristlike, that's a part of the curse, amen, that the devil has had influence in putting in your life. You ought to recognize those things as, oh no, that's not allowed in my life. I'm not having that. And start moving and start working to get that out of you. Amen. You do remember, my thorn won't hurt you. It's your thorn that hurts you. That's right. I wrote this down on the exit of it. Starting to reject the thorn. And I started rejecting the thorn immediately. I didn't look at that thing sticking out of my hand and say, you know what? I think I'm going to let that hang around for a while. No, I immediately started dealing with it. Well, that's what we need to do, isn't it? When something gets in us that's not right, a thorn, a part of the curse, something the devil has worked in your life, we ought to start immediately recognizing, oh no, that right there shouldn't be in my life, and start immediately looking for its removal, for its exit. All right, listen, we'll give you some more. You ready? This is practical stuff helping. I mean, I went through death nearly to get this message, but hey, it's worth it to help you. If it'll help you, amen. Amen, that's right. I wrote this down on the exit of it. The best time to remove it is as soon as it enters. Amen. It didn't take but a brief moment to enter into my flesh, but it's now been days since then and still have not got it out. Did y'all get that? Sometimes things will get in your life and it can get in your life just as a snap of the finger, just like that. You didn't see it. You would have never done it on purpose, but there it is in your life. The devil has worked something and put something in your life that is a part of the curse. Amen. But it didn't take but a second. Probably didn't even take a second. And my focus wasn't even on it. My attention wasn't even on it. I was focusing on Brother Grayson over here. I was focusing on getting prepared to help him stop. And it's just quicker than the snap of a finger, Brother Gillum. I had the problem. You ought to know what gets in you may get in you quickly, but it may take weeks, it may take months to get it out of you. Best thing to do, young people, is try your best to now have it get in you to begin with. Let me give you some more things and I'll be done. Thorns, I wrote this down on the exit of it. Thorns must be out before there can be true healing. Thorns must be out before there can be true healing. Now I want you to listen to something. If you looked at that, and Miss June and Brother Mike's looked at it a lot. Somebody cares, thank God. But it looks like it's healing. Didn't I say that this morning? I said, well, it looks like it's healing up. He said, it's not healing. It'll be back. It'll fester up again. It's going to be a problem later. Isn't that encouraging? You know what it's doing, Miss Betty? Surface healing. How many people are like that in our Baptist churches? The problem's still in there. The attitude's still in there. The issue, the unforgiveness, the ill will, whatever is still in there. But you've went to the altar a time or two and it's just kind of crusted over, scabbed over a little bit. You put a Band-Aid on it and it's healed up. Hadn't it, Miss Morgan? You want to touch and see? No, she's out of the touching business. But it looks like it's healed. I mean, I can rub on it, you know, but it's surface healing only. Amen. Surface healing only. Now listen to this. But the corruption is trapped inside, and the problem is still trapped inside. You say, how do you know? Because, and I've done this already, trimming hedges and stuff on the honeydew list, that any little scuff or any little bump opens the problem up again. Amen. Looked like it was healing over. But then somebody offends you and somebody says something. And next thing you know, there it is again. Can't have true healing until it's out. You got to get it out of you. And some of you, I don't know. Listen, I don't know where you've been in your life. I don't know what's happened to you in your childhood. I have dealt with people. I'm talking about grown people, adults, that was molested when they was little. And they're still carrying that around, that bitterness and that all that was associated with that with them. Amen. And I know this, only God can help you get that out of your life. Only God can help you get over that. Somebody done you wrong like that, made you wrong, and you're having to deal with that and carry around that all of your life. Only God can get that out of you. Only God can help you get that out of you. But you will, listen, you will gain ground when you want that out of you. Amen. Brother McCarricker, that's not out yet. The surface part is out. I made sure of that. But whatever's down in there is not out yet. But I want you all to know it, if you hadn't already. I want it out. Business is going to pick up in your spiritual life when you identify something and you say, you know what? I want that out of my life. I want that gone in my life. I want over that. Oh, yeah. Well, let's move on. We're about done. Come on, Brother McCarrick. I'm going to get you right here. Or help. Or use you. Sometimes, I'm still talking about the exit of it. Brother Ron, to get it out. Sometimes to get it out, you must submit to the help of others. When was that, Brother McCarricker, you brought your equipment? Last Sunday. Brother McCarricker brings in a whole bag of equipment. I'm talking about sharp things and pointed things. I'm talking about cut it off at the elbow type stuff. And brought his hat with big old thick magnifying lenses and what do you call it? Scaffold and and the lidocaine. And I said, is that a pill or is that lotion? He said, no. They said, it's a needle. I said, you know what? Hey, I think it's a feeling better already. I believe if we just leave it alone, amen, it'll heal. Hey, sometimes to get it out, you've got to let somebody else help you. And sometimes to help you, they may hurt you. Amen. I was going to let him deal with it. I was going to let him cut and scratch and dig and all of that until he told me that as long as there's infection in there, the numbing medicine won't work. I said, nope, negative. I'm not going to be biting on a piece of leather. I'm not going to be biting on a knife handle, amen, while you saw my arm off. I'm not going to do that, amen. If it's numb, I can take it, praise God, amen. But I hadn't ruled that out yet. If it's like that, it's maybe going to have to be dealt with on a more severe level. I don't know. Help me, Jesus. Yeah, so when Brother McCarricker told me the remedy, I quickly opted out of it and thought, you know what? We just let my thorn remain in my flesh. How many people's like that? You're wanting it out, you're wanting to deal with it until you find out the process or the procedure and you find out that there's something uncomfortable. You're going to have to get out of your comfort zone to have it removed. And many people say, you know what? I think I'm just going to leave that in my life. What good is that? Because you know to leave that in there is going to be reoccurring problems. You may have a surface healing right now. It may look like it's doing good. But in a few days, a few weeks, somewhere down the way, it will surface again. The only way to get over it is to get it out. Amen. The exit, listen to this. Everybody listening? The exit hurts far more than the entrance. In fact, it happened so fast, I didn't even feel the entrance hardly. It was just there. But boy, the exit now has been a whole different story. Amen. And we'll have to finish that, Paul Harvey, the rest of the story when it does come out somewhere down the way. And listen to this. It could leave a scar. It could leave a mark depending on how big it is and also what it takes to remove it. I'm about sure of it that if I let Brother McCarricker saw on it with that knife, I'm about sure that I would probably have some kind of a little scar maybe. I don't know. Well, if you're not careful, you'll let what the devil puts in you as a part of the curse and things that needs to be out of you. It'll scar you if you're not careful. It'll mark you, put a mark on you. And you'll be able to look at that 10 years from now and say, you know what? I remember that. I remember dealing with that. But anyway, I'm closing with this, and this is true. Through all of this, I learned some lessons to avoid it happening again. Next year, somebody else is going to be stopping them. I will be praying for them. So if you come down through there wide open, I'll say, I'm praying for you. And Brother Silas, I about assume, is saying somebody else is going to be stopping them. But no, what I was talking about was, even though that I'll be there to stop them, amen, and prevent them from getting killed, I know better than to grab the banister. Say amen right there. That was my mistake. I would have been okay if I hadn't done that. Don't grab the banister. Put that down in your Bible. That's a good spiritual note. And this is good too right here. Y'all forgive me for preaching 35 minutes, won't you? But here, I wrote this down actually just a while ago. Jesus bore my curse. What kind of thorns did he have, or what kind of crown did he have on his head? Thorns. So Jesus knows what it is to have thorns in his flesh. Very uncomfortable, but he won the victory over that He bore that. He dealt with that. Why? Because he knew that you and I, not only would we be dealing with the thorn of sin, the curse of sin, but we'd also be dealing with occasional thorns along the way. And that we could go to him and he would be a sympathizing Savior and he could help us get victory over those things. Amen. To God be the glory. So if you have a thorn in your flesh, something that's constantly hindering you, constantly hurting you, then you need to deal with that. It won't just go away. It'll be reoccurring. It'll be constantly getting your attention. It'll be constantly, amen, it'll be a constant problem in your life. And again, very simple, so simple. You can't get over it till you get it out of you. You're not defeated. Listen now. I know we've been hammering Psalm 37. I know that. But you're not defeated by what's around you. I know I've been talking about us being in a world of wicked people and all that. Workers of iniquity and all that. But that's not what defeats you. What defeats you is what's in you. What gets in you. Are you listening? And you may not have invited it to get in you, but it remaining in you is your choice. It's amen right there. And I don't have a clue what all you're having to deal with in your life. I don't know, as I mentioned earlier, about your childhood. I don't know your upbringing, what you've been dealt with, and how we've heard brother, well, I'm not going to mention his name on tape, but we a preacher up in Virginia, we've heard him tell his testimony about how his daddy beat him. Brutally beat him, hated him, but yet God helped him over the course of many years. God helped him to get over that. And I sat on a pew and heard him stand and preach his daddy's funeral. I don't know what you're having to deal with. I don't know what hurts has come in your life. But I know this, you'll never get over it until you get it out of you. So you need to deal with it. Don't overlook it. Don't explain it away. Don't blame it on somebody else. What good would that have done me, Brother McCarrick, if I'd have come off of that platform or that landing part there and was blaming Brother Owen's camp or blaming Grayson, which I've not done. Or blaming Miss Susan with her sympathy. Or whatever. What good would that have done? Nothing. That wouldn't have done no good. Just immediately realize this is my injury. This is what I need to deal with. I need to get this out of me so I can go on with my life. Let's bow for prayer. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name.